You may be wondering why this tiny cottage is being highlighted as one of Hobsonville Point's most important sites. So we asked Richard Didsbury to tell you a little bit about this cottage and the man it's named for, Sir Francis Chichester.
Welcome to Chichester Cottage. Now, this tiny little building was worthwhile preserving because it's got an amazing history. Now, as Kiwis, we think Sir Edmund Hillary was one of the great adventurers. Well, Sir Francis Chichester was, in my opinion, equal. Sir Francis was born in 1901, and when he was 18, he left England and he came to New Zealand, and he worked in New Zealand for about a decade, and then returned to England, and he decided he wanted to start flying, and he got flying lessons, and he wanted to break the record of flying from London to Sydney solo, as fast as he could, but he didn't quite break the record. He got there in 41 days. Imagine that, 41 days from London to Sydney. But he couldn't get across the Tasman because it was too long a strait and he couldn't carry enough fuel. So they transported his plane by boat across to New Zealand. He must have formed a relationship with a squadron leader who owns the big house beside us here, and he lived in this little cottage. And he stewed about how could he fly the Tasman, and he managed to get the Air Force to create two new fuel tanks for his tiny little gypsy moth, and he was the first person to fly across the Tasman. Isn't that fantastic? Then he wanted another adventurous career, and he became a yachtsman, and he was the first person to sail around the world single-handedly. We remember him as this great adventurer, and he had this wonderful affinity to New Zealand. So this tiny little cottage, which he lived in for a period when he was in New Zealand, was worthwhile keeping. When this construction is finished that you can hear behind me, it's going to be a wonderful little resource for small groups of people getting together and enjoying the history of this gorgeous little cottage.